Have you seen, do you ever go to the WFMU's blog?
Yeah.
Did you happen to visit it today?
I haven't seen it today.
Okay, well, they posted two videos that need to be played together at the same time. So here's the first video. And I'll hit the second one.
Okay.
The flushing of the cereals. June 14th, 2008.
Flushing of the cereal. So what, the first video is just Luther Vandross, and the second video is a guy flushing cereal, boxes of cereal down the toilet. I don't know what the connection is, but Lars Gotrich posted this on his Facebook page, Lars from here at NPR Music, and for some reason these two videos work so brilliantly together. Let's just hear another couple seconds.
Topping it off with a little bit of granola.
You're connected to all songs considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We lead off with Luther Vandross, and the show's going down the toilet already.
It is so random. It is so ridiculous. It works. Anyway, it's at the WFMU.org.
Beware
website,
of the blog.
Their blog, yes. blog.wfmu.org. Great station out of New Jersey.
Can I play a little story song for you?
Greater than the story we just heard? Because, I mean, this was a, you know, the story of a man and his cereal he likes to flush down a toilet smooth voice of Luther Vandross.
We're going to go from the toilet to the Guggenheim. Oh, how's God. That? We'll raise the bar a little
bit. I hope nobody breaks us over for...
This is Jules DeMartino, and Katie White's going to tell the story. The two of them are the Ting Tings. Yes, indeed. So this song's called Guggenheim from the new record Sounds from Nowheresville.
This boy who came to town was cooler than the bars and all my crazy dreams. All the problems I thought I had all but disappeared. And he would always, always think of me first. And we were writing the history books and we were so in love. And there was this girl, she used to hang out. I never saw anything, anyone, no one so beautiful. And she would sit around and wait for the day to end. And she would offer herself as if she had nowhere else to go. And I didn't think nothing of it. And that's when my life went cold. And there she was now sleeping in your bed. And she was all over you. And there she was sleeping in my bed. And there were now all these issues. And I can't believe that there were such good things between us. And we threw them all away. Just because this girl, she thought that she had something to say. And all the things that I'm now left with are scarred upon my mind. And I can't believe all these times I used to wait. And I never used to go out and show myself. Cause I got everything I need. And you need to stop that now. You used to stop me from doing what I wanted, and now I can't do it anymore. Cause I discovered there's something about me that everybody wants some more. Myself up and find myself at number one. Cause this isn't about you anymore. This is all about me. It wasn't your fault that I was living up in A3. I was waiting for things to come to me. When we were never in love and we were never meant to be. All the things that you said, I don't hold you responsible. I needed to get myself together, and that's what I've gone and done, and that's what I've gone and done, and that's what I've gone and done, and I'm here right now, and my life has just begun, my life has just begun. I'm gonna get it right now, gonna pay my fees and go back home. I'm gonna get it right now, gonna pay my fees and go back home.
I like that band a lot. They have such a great
hot,
swagger. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking about I called it in my head when I talk to myself.
Right.
I call it songs with sass.
I was thinking the same. It's a very sassy song. Yeah, and a lot of swagger to it. Have you ever seen the Ting Tings live?
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch Jules DeMartino. He will play drums and guitar and sing at the same time. It's mind-blowing how he does that. That's a great tune.
And that is a great tune. It's called Guggenheim. If you haven't figured that one out, it's from the record Sounds from Nowheresville. What do you think we do a show about songs with sass?
With all of our sibilant S's in it? I think that would drive everyone crazy.
Oh, man.
I bet we could do that. We could probably pull it off. We just won't say sass. I want to play a band I just discovered this past week called Two Fawning. Two Fawning is another great band from Portland, Oregon.
Letter two? I mean,
T.
Letter. Letter two, yeah.
We just leave that, Bob. Yeah. T. It's spelled T-U, actually. Two Fawning.
Seriously?
Yeah. Another great band from Portland, Oregon. They're about to release their second full-length record. It's called A Monument. And I had read that... in making this record, they wanted a sound that they said was very hard to pin down to any specific era, which is interesting because it's exactly what I found myself wondering when I was listening to this. I thought, what is this? It's got a little bit of blues, a little bit of funk, a little bit of soul, gospel, but it's all completely turned on its end and sort of gnarled. I want to play a cut called Bloodstains. This is from Two Fawning's record, A Monument.
Well done. Nice production.
Yeah. They did that at Tiny Telephone, the studios in San Francisco, John Vanderslice's studios. That was Too Fawning. The song was Bloodstains from their record. A Monument. They said that the most important recording tip they had going into the studio was to turn their backs to the mics and yell all the vocal parts as loud as they could. And it worked.
That would drive an engineer crazy.
But so at what point in that song do you think it finally won me over? Yeah, the one clap. I was like, that came about 40 seconds in or something like that. And I thought the only thing wrong is that they didn't maybe keep the clap going for maybe a couple bars. Yeah. It's just one.
You got to do it yourself. You got your own claps. When you're driving down the road, it's okay to clap your hands, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're not texting.
Yeah, and I also close my eyes and listen to meditation tapes while I'm driving, too. So,
hey, do you remember last week we did this thing? We played a song, the Minor Bird song, and it reminded me, like, instantly. It reminded me of a tune.
Right. So. Right.
And I said, nobody's going to get this. In fact...
So we issued a challenge on the blog for people to say, what is Bob thinking of? What does this remind Bob of? And if you get it, you win a date with Bob. He'll buy you lunch and take you to a Tiny Desk concert here at the NPR offices. And you did it because...
I was pretty sure no one was going to get this. And look, I don't want to throw trivia out that is obscure. It is what it reminded me of, and that's as simple as that. And I wrote to Laura Burhan, and I said, do you know what I'm thinking of? And she told me the funniest story. And I actually told her, I said, "Would you? Can I call you up and tell this story to everybody else?
Get her on the phone.
So let me get her on the phone here.
Absolutely.
Speak to us, Laura.
How's it going?
Good.
Bob tried calling the number a couple times and got the doot-doot-doot. I was like, I knew she'd never give you her digits, Bob. There's no way you're getting this number. You got a number. You didn't get her number.
So I kept forgetting to dial the one part, but whatever.
User error. Yeah.
So when I wrote to you about playing this bit, you told me what I thought was just a hilarious little story. Share this.
Okay. So I went and I listened to the podcast. I knew that you said that the song sounded like something else, something familiar to you. And I listened to the podcast, and I heard, after you played the song the first time, I heard you replay the beginning, and I was mortified. I thought, oh, my God, there's another song that sounds exactly like Generals. It's even in the same key.
So when I replayed the beginning of your song, you thought it was somebody else's song.
I did. I thought it was some obscure song that only you knew and that maybe I had subconsciously stolen. And I listened to it, I think, three times, that little bit, and I thought, I can't even believe this. I'm imagining myself like George Harrison, you know, in court.
My sweet Lord.
I was going to ask if you went from hearing it to going through the lawsuit, years in court, all in your mind in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, I think it was less than 2 seconds.
You took a Coldplay dive.
I was like, great. I'm, you know, they're playing this single, and suddenly I'm going to be called out for thieving it. So,
jerks.
And then it all came to you, right? You realized.
Well, you know, I mean, you do. You have that question. You think, oh, this is great. You know, Bob and Robin are playing the song on All Songs Considered. This is fantastic. And I thought, maybe they secretly hate me, and this is how they're taking me down.
History's greatest monsters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Robin is.
That's totally how we roll.
So we did this blog post, and one of the things we offered was somebody could come to a Tiny Desk concert. I'd take them out to lunch, and I knew in my heart of hearts, even though I'm glad to buy somebody lunch and I'm glad to invite them to a Tiny Desk concert, I knew in my heart of hearts this was one of those songs that nobody was going to know. And, in fact, nobody got it. But they did have some really fabulous suggestions. I'm going to play some for you. So
sure.
maybe see if this rings a bell. Right? Not bad. This is yours, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So obviously the one I just played was Laura's, but the one that I played that wasn't was Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Right.
This one a little more complicated.
Yes.
It's not right at the beginning, but it's coming in. This is the Who substitute. Here comes. Not as...
I have to say, though, I like the guitar sound on your piece much better. than any of those.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I got Richard Swift could be excited to hear that.
Who did the guitar, by the way?
Richard Swift.
Oh, wonderful.
Richard Swift.
Give him a big hug for me.
So, I love Richard.
I sure will.
Yeah, we all love Richard. But Robin had what I thought was the best of the picks.
Well, the Sonic Youth's Youth Against Fascism.
I'm going to play that. And this is where the lawsuit begins. No, I'm just kidding.
Great. You know, Kim Gordon and I have the same birthday, which just happens to be April 28th.
No way.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's amazing. What are you going to do? You're going to go out and...
I'm going to have a barbecue at my house. It's going to be great fun.
Excellent. So it's time...
And where is that exactly?
Oh, yeah. You in Omaha?
I'm in Omaha, yes.
Oh, man, well, I won't be crashing.
Yeah, no, we won't be going there.
Right. Oh, if you change your mind, it's a short flight.
Okay. But I'm going to play, you were the only one I told what song this was. So I'm going to play what it was that I thought it was. And not to say that Robin's pick wasn't better, because actually your pick was closer to the song than it was, but it's not what it reminded me of, and that was what this was all about. It's a Steve Miller song, Steve Miller Band. And they've made four great records, all before the Joker record, which wasn't a bad record. But my favorite four records were, this comes from the second one called Sailor. So let me just play the top of this. This is Steve Miller, Dime a Dance Romance, from the album Sailor. What do you think?
I can hear it a little bit.
You'll hear it a little bit? It was so immediate for me.
In the texture a little bit,
yeah,
I think.
And that's from 1968, Steve Miller. I'm going to play the whole song for everybody, but I'm going to say goodbye to you now. And thanks for a great new record. When do you go down on tour with Generals, the new album?
Start on tour June 8th in Omaha. We'll be in D.C. June 23rd at the Black Cat.
Great.
We might have to do something
with
that.
We might have to be there and all that.
Please, I would love it.
You're a good sport for doing this. Thanks for joining us to do this.
Thank you. I think it's fascinating. I think it really speaks to the cultural memes and melodic memes and things that really stick with us. And I'm happy to be in such great company. All those songs are really amazing.
True. Yeah, you make great music. You be well.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Here comes Steve Miller and the song "Dime a Dance Romance." I'm going to play the whole thing. I'm curious what you think of this. This is from 1968. We'll be right back. What do you think, man?
I like it.
43 years ago. It's so frightening.
You've tried a number of times to turn me onto this record, and you gave it to me one time, and I started off the opening cut. I thought, wow, this is amazing.
It was like 2 minutes of foghorns, and it goes into this amazing guitar. It was like Metal, M-E-D-D-L-E, Pink Floyd record, but years before Metal.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, and I was really captivated by that, but ultimately didn't get into it at all. I like the top 40 Fly Like. I think Fly Like an Eagle's.
Whenever
awesome
I diss Steve Miller and those records, people look at me like, no, those are great records. Maybe one day I will. I've worked in record stores during that time, and I just can't.
All right, what was Fly Like an Eagle? Can you bring up the?
The label and number of Fly Like an Eagle. I'm going to say it was Capital 11276.
Intern. Research this.
wait a minute. Dan Raby's going to look this up.
I have to say, just to clarify for people who are listening, that you're my circus monkey, and I get you to perform this trick that you know how to do, which is you can recall all the labels and catalog numbers for the records you sold back in the 70s when you worked at a record store, which is, I guess, because you had to write them all by hand.
Yes, they didn't even have cash registers.
That's amazing.
But it was pre-barcodes, right? So everything had to be written down.
I don't know. That's, frankly, before my time.
Yes, I know. We'll come back to Mr. Dan. This is not going to be easy, but if you type in Capital 11276, you may find out.
I want to play Jan Tiersen. I've been listening to him all week because he came in at the beginning of the week for a Tiny Desk concert. Wasn't that just gorgeous?
Yeah, it really was. Very different than the record, because the record's so layered and electric. And
very processed. The record, he's got a new record out now called Skyline. A lot of effects and processing, all very tasteful and beautiful and very captivating. But actually, the song I want to play is called Monuments, and it's one he did in the office. It was stripped down, some gorgeous, gorgeous harmonies. Mm-hmm. And all the vocals are processed in this version, on the record version. And see what you think.
Oh, yeah.
Jan Tiersen.
Yeah, someone, you know, he made his first record, and basically that first record, a lot of that first record was made into the soundtrack of Amelie. You know, he didn't specifically score that movie. It's just he writes.
He's done a number of soundtracks, but he doesn't consider himself a composer, right? Mm. I mean, his music is sort of naturally cinematic,
yeah,
and lends itself well to films. And when I first heard that song "Monuments," I thought, can he keep that tremolo in the voice going through the entire song? And he did, and it works, I think, just perfectly. So nice to hear that. Monuments from the record Skyline.
We got news from Dan Raby, our intern.
Oh, yeah.
Capital 11276.
Unfortunately, is not Fly Like an Eagle. But you're in 300, sort of. Fly Like an Eagle was 11497.
And it was Capital, though. He got Capital right. You knew it was Capital.
It's true.
What was 11276 then?
Merle Haggard's If We Make It Through December.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's not Steve Miller. No.
Wait, what was the Joker?
Hold on.
Because I think the Joker is right close to that number.
Okay, what's the number again?
Because I knew that the other record was a 114.
Joker is 81514.
Even close.
815. Oh no, they changed that number system. I'm sorry. No, seriously, they
yeah,
did. They
okay.
did. When it went up in price.
Yeah, no,
right,
yeah,
so
you're right. No, they changed. That's
all right. So I'm going to just ignore that part of the conversation because it's too complicated. But they did when the records went from a different list price, which is what
mm-hmm.
the.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, memory as you get older fails. I got the ones and the number of digits right, but not much else.
Just got to get your pants on in the morning and get here to work, and
we
wheel you up to the mic and say go.
Jeez. Okay, I've got something. It's a group called the Memorials. I don't know a lot about them. The drummer is from Mars Volta, Thomas Pridgen. This remix is done by Future Perfect, and the new record is called Delirium. So let me play you this by the Memorials. It's got a nice brash sound to it, but it starts off kind of dreamy.
Thank you.
That's your alarm, Robin.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where's that alarm coming from. I never in a million years would have guessed that you liked that song.
I think there's something to it, and again, you know, this is me and drums. I think there's something in the drums that that brought me to the song. But I love the guitar sound. I love all that was going on, and her voice was so unusual in that mix.
Yeah, so soulful.
Yeah, really was, and I've been listening to a little bit, maybe too much prog rock in the last few weeks, so it kind of fit the bill.
Let's go out on Square Pusher. I think Square Pusher works well with the cut we just heard. He's an English electronic artist who's been putting out records for about 15 years. His real name's Tom Jenkinson. And his music tends to... I think it's a bit of a challenge. It's challenging music, I think, in some ways. It's not as easy as electronic music by, say, something like Air, by the band Air, which and I love Air, but his music tends to be very angular and jagged and disjointed, but I think it's some of the most interesting electronic music made in the last 10 to 15 years. He's got a new record I've been spending a little time with that, you know how you always give me a hard time for saying album?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ufabulum. Ufabulum. U-F-A-B-U-L-U-M. Abulum. Ufa Abulum. And I want to play a cut. I want to play a cut from it called Drax 2.
That's great. By the way, just a little redemption on the Steve Miller. I knew I couldn't have been that far off. I was thinking of the Joker, which is what I thought you were asking me, and I just wasn't paying attention. And that was 11235. I said 11276.
Oh.
So, you know, I was like within 30 records. You know,
rest easy,
records.
America.
Speaking of numbers, I've been listening to lately our 24/7 channel, which, you know, I actually like. No, it's we've been tweaking with it, having fun with it, putting a lot more songs in it. And if you don't know, we have one. There are many ways to get to it. One is if you go to AllSongs247 on the web, you'll find it that way, npr.org/AllSongs247. But if you have the iPad or iPhone app, what's cool about it is you can see the songs as they're playing, as you can on the web. I think you can access it through many web browsers on different phones, so even though there might be not a specific Android.
And if you miss a cut or you hear a song and you don't know what it was, if you go to the website, we have the playlist. Was it the last 50 songs or so that we played?
Yeah. So All Songs 247. Let us know what you think of that, because we've been playing around with it for a while and having fun with it, so we'd love to know how you like it. Let's play Square Pusher. I'm Bob Boylan with Robin Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.